General Electric, a company that generates $150 billion a year in sales, has dropped a couple of bombshells. We'll check in Wisconsin in a minute. But Connecticut has also been shaken by recent news from GE that it is looking to relocate. Lawmakers are doing what they can to make sure that does not happen. Harriet Jones from Here Now contributor WNPR explains what's behind the possible move.
As part of an attempt to plug yet another yawning deficit, Connecticut lawmakers decided in June that its corporate citizens weren't doing their part, so they proposed levying $700 million in new business taxes on them. State Senate President Martin Looney was unapologetic.
We have done nothing in this budget for businesses that they should see as being punitive or as a disincentive for their operations in Connecticut if they were to look at it and assess it fairly.
But several corporations headquartered in Connecticut, including GE, beg to differ. Even before the budget vote, GE issued an unprecedented statement saying it was seriously considering whether it would remain in the state.
We have always been a haven for corporate headquarters until recently.
Republican State Senator Tony Huang represents Fairfield, GE's home for 40 years. If GE leaves, he says the impact to Connecticut's reputation will be dire, way beyond the 800 jobs lost at the company's headquarters.
We can't afford to lose a GE, which unfortunately I sincerely believe, because of our missteps and poor policy, they're leaving. And it's going to leave a huge gaping hole.
Since its initial announcement, GE has said little publicly about relocating. The company has been approached by more than 40 states, and it's now believed to have arrived at a shortlist of fewer than 10. In his only interview on the subject, GE CEO Jeff Immelt told CNBC a decision will come before the end of the year.
We'd never do anything like this carelessly or casually, but we're also quite intent on being aligned with where we go.
John Boyd of the Boyd Company makes his living helping big corporations select just the right place to set up shop. He says the bottom line on taxes is important, but so are intangibles like the quality of life.
We liken the battle for industry today really as a second war between the states. And every state is really crafting new tax policies and incentives to attract new industry.
Boyd says GE's decision is being watched closely in the corporate world.
We're seeing a almost unprecedented interest with our Connecticut-based clients, looking at alternatives, looking at Florida, looking at Nevada, looking at Texas, even regionally.
GE claims the tipping point was Connecticut's decision to move to a unitary tax. That provision forces corporations with operations in multiple states to declare profits and pay taxes in the state where the work took place, instead of shifting it onto the books in a state with lower taxes. Matt Gardner is director of the Institute on Taxation and Economic Policy, a Washington, D.C.-based think tank.
If you think it's wrong for companies to be able to shift their profits freely from state to state on paper without actually moving employees, without actually moving production, this reform is a no-brainer.
The unitary tax is actually a growing trend, with more than 20 states, including some that are reportedly on GE's shortlist, like New York, already having enacted it. Gardner says he simply doesn't buy that a tax hike alone is really what's scaring GE out of Connecticut.
It seems odd that a company that has been so spectacularly successful in avoiding state corporate taxes simply can't bear to pay a little bit.
Meanwhile, as governors from around the nation come to Connecticut to court GE, the state's own governor, Daniel Molloy, was forced to take his place in line, meeting with GE executives to offer them a tax incentive package to stay. But Molloy won't discuss how far he'll go to avoid the embarrassment of such a high-profile corporate defection.
They're going through a process with respect to where their headquarters may be, and that's a decision for them to make.
As it considers its decision, GE has been speaking out over other political issues, notably the fate of the Export-Import Bank, showing it's not shy about using its corporate muscle to promote what it calls a pro-business environment. For Here and Now, I'm Harriet Jones in Hartford.